Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Some meetings coming up in our area. Village of Millerton will be holding its annual elections today from 12 noon till 9 p.m. at the Village Hall located on North Elm Avenue in Millerton, seeking re-election for the second term. Trustee Alicia Satori and Trustee Matthew Hartzog. All COVID-19 precautions will be taken. The Sharon Housing Authority has a meeting coming up tonight at 5 p.m. In Salisbury at 5:30, the Town Grove Advisory Committee meeting at 6 p.m., the Salisbury Democratic Town Committee. Great Barrington is having a special town meeting tonight at 6 p.m., considering a variety of zoning bylaw changes, switching to quarterly property tax payment systems, and several citizen petitions. That meeting will be held in a drive-in setup at Monument Mountain Regional High School. Sharon Board of Finance has their regular meeting tonight at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, in person and on Zoom. In Kent, the Board of Finance is meeting tonight. That is 7 o'clock. That is a Zoom meeting. And in Cornwall, the Town Board of Selectmen meeting at Zoom at 7:30, and the Park and Recreation at Zoom also at 7:30. Coming up tomorrow at 10 o'clock, Mark Scarborough series on Wallace Stevens. It's a Zoom meeting in Cornwall at 4:15. The Board of Education with a Zoom meeting tomorrow in Salisbury. The Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission meets at 5:30. The track, the new transfer station, will meet on Wednesday at 6:30 in the evening. A 20-year-old Rice University college student who lives in New York City with a second home in West Cornwall was arrested by New York police last week on allegations she was part of a group of people involved in vandalism spree that broke many storefront windows. Clara Craver was charged with felony rioting and misdemeanor graffiti charges, according to police. On September 8th, the New York Police Department tweeted a group of mugshots that included her and other young adults involved in the spree. On Friday, September 4th, those individuals were arrested for rioting during demonstrations in Manhattan. They are part of a large group breaking storefront windows. The investigation into the incident is continuing. That spree was a reaction following the death of Daniel Perdue in police custody in Rochester last March. Out of Hartford, the Department of Public Health earlier this week declined to sign off on strategies that Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference proposed to protect high school football teams from coronavirus infection. Acting Commissioner Deidre Gifford advised the CIAC the state health officials cannot definitively say the proposed precautions are safe or effective in preventing the spread of coronavirus, also informing the CIAC in a letter that they could not say the COVID-19 protocols would change the categorization of full contact 11-on-11 tackle football from a high-risk activity to a moderate risk. Parents and students from schools across New York State say they were frustrated and confused at times during the first week of the academic year. In a story in the Poughkeepsie Journal, many parents said they struggled to understand schedules, didn't know how to help their children complete assignments and new programs. That was especially concerning given all districts across the Mid-Hudson Valley plan to include at least an element of remote learning for the whole year. 10 school districts began classes, though only 2 held in-person instruction for only a portion of their students. The majority of instruction was performed online. Dutchess County Division of Solid Waste Management hosting a Hazard Waste Elimination Day on Saturday at 626 Dutchess Turnpike in Poughkeepsie. Registration and a $10 prepayment require. The event is open to Dutchess County residents only. You can register online, dutchessny.gov/solidwaste, or call 845-463-6020. The 13th Annual Salisbury Winter Sports Association Golf Benefit will be at the Undermountain Golf Course on Saturday. There are some spots that might be available. You can call 518-329-4444 to find out. Masks must be worn in the parking lot, the pro shop, on the patio around the tent areas, and when purchasing beverages from the beverage cart. Loitering and tailgating in the parking lot are not allowed. Those who do not comply will be asked to leave. In Cornwall on Saturday from 9 till 12, it's Cornwall's 4th annual Green Up Cleanup Day. The Sharon Playhouse presents Nicholas Ward, the patio dinner show, on Saturday, 6:30. Adult gates open. The show starts at 8 o'clock. More information on tickets at sharonplayhouse.org. On Sunday, the movie The Big Short, a drive-in movie event at the Sharon Playhouse to benefit the movie house. The gates open at 6. Introduction 7:15. The movie begins at 7:45. 52 cars are allowed in. Space is limited. For more information, themoviehouse.net and sharonplayhouse.org. www.ncrg.org. The Northwest Corner Crop 37th Hunger Walk will be held virtually this year. Food insecurity has increased greatly for most people in the community and around the world. Last year, the Crop Walk raised $40,000. This year, they're looking to raise $45,000. Participants can walk anytime during the week of September 21st to 27th. The normal course at the high school is not available. Individuals and small groups can instead walk their neighborhoods, and students at schools can walk around their campuses. To register online, crophungerwalk.org/fallsvillage, or contact Heidi Truax from the Trinity Episcopal Church by emailing her at revheiditruax@gmail.com. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 28,155.00, the NASDAQ at 11,382.25, and the S&P 500 at 3,403.75. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.